This same power was made available to us. Now watch this now. This is something else you need to see. Not only did he make it available when he raised Christ from the dead, but you know what he did? He raised you up with him. See, you didn't get raised up when you got born again. When Jesus was raised from the dead, just like you died with him. Do I need to turn in and read it? Romans chapter 6. Listen to what it said. So you can see it. He said in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, know ye not? This is Romans 6 and 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were what? Baptized into Jesus Christ was what? Were baptized into his death. Other words, when Jesus died, we died with him. We was put into the, just like he died with the death that killed us, we was all in that death. Now watch what he said. Therefore, what? Therefore we are what? Buried. What does buried mean? What did buried mean to you? Put away. You don't go out there digging up your dead loved ones and friends. Once that funeral is over and they put that casket or coffin in the ground and they throw the dirt on it, you're not out there next week. Oh, mama, I'm going to dig you up. No. She put away. Huh? So we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ, do we hear what the scripture is saying? Like as Christ was raised up from the dead, how? By the glory of the Father, even so we should walk. When were we raised up? We were raised up because we died together. So when did he come? When was he made alive? God used his power to make him alive. Why pray? Because we have this kind of power available. Death couldn't hold him. And death can't control you. Now watch this. So, why pray? Because we have been given access to such power. Now let's look at another one. Why pray? Jude. That's next to Revelation, just in case you didn't know. Only one chapter. Jude. Only one chapter. Jude 1 and 20. Ye beloved. Why pray? Ye beloved. Building up yourselves. How? On your most holy faith. How do you do it? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Can't you see right away? Can't you see right away why the enemy wants the church ignorant to the purpose and the coming of the Holy Spirit? Because when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you build yourselves up on your most holy faith. You charge yourself up. I know all of you that in the building some way. You was in somebody's vehicle, because I don't think nobody walked to church tonight. No. Yeah, if you did, you just rattled across the street. But you drove up in a vehicle. And that vehicle has what you call a battery. Like my truck, it got two of them. It has two. But I've had it to go down. You go out there, you get ready, you know, you walk out, and you hit that start, it goes skinny. You know something is up, right? So what you want to do is see, anybody got a jumper cable? That's the next thing. What you want? Somebody jumped you off because your power is gone. You need a charging up. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna do with these children. You need charging up. I don't know how I'm gonna make it through this week. I don't know, this old back just keep on messing with me. You got a charger. See, there's power to heal. There's power to save. There is power to deliver. There is power to cast out devils. There's power to lay hands on the sick. And when you talk in tongues, you're preparing yourself for the next task ahead. You don't need to go up to a sick person with your battery run down. You need to walk up to them knowing you charge with the power and just saying the name. Building yourselves up. They're coming with a bad report. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yes, I do. I'm charged up. I'm going to talk to that thing. I'm going to tell that thing, you have to turn around. Amen. Amen. This is not the report that the Lord gave me. Amen. So as you go through the day, you ought to be charging yourself up. I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, I think it was. Anyway, he said, we have a word in our English language is more fitting and more closer to the Greek than building up yourself. And the word is charge, like you charge a battery. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're charging your spirit up. You're charging your spirit up. It's like taking a battery that's down, it's low, you put it on a charger. And they let that charger run for so long, after a while that battery is what? Built up. Showing full charge. Are you on full charge tonight? Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. That's why you pray. Notice he didn't say just praying with your understanding. He said praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So James says when you pray, when righteous people pray, thank you, Jesus. When who righteous people pray, is what James said. When righteous people pray, they make tremendous power available. Let's turn and look at that.